Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to this Thursday programme. Hello to you, Carlo. What was that?
A lick. A cyber lick. And hello to the listeners.
How are you? How was your week so far?
Can I moan?
Go on then.
Why is
Get
it
out
that,
of the way.
Why is it that nail clippers never work? They're either too sharp or too blunt.
I've never used them. Why? Okay, why do men use nail clippers and not just normal scissors like women?
Because it's not easy to use the scissors, I think. Our panelist.
We've got mining going on in the studio. I don't get that.
But that's my moan for the day. Why are nail clippers either too sharp or too blunt?
I don't know.
This morning's were too sharp.
You look like you've chopped all your nails off.
I've been eating them.
A bit of finger as well.
I've been eating them.
Oh, have you?
Yes. That's my moan for the day.
Go on, what's your like though?
My positive thing for the day is that I'm on day 5 of my Eat Better programme.
Mm.
Can you believe that?
How do you feel?
No pasta, no pizza, no bread.
No carbs?
No carbs at all.
Fantastic.
Well, you don't really see much of a difference.
I do.
The lump is huge. The body sitting before you is rather large.
No, but how do you feel?
I feel a lot better, but you know what? And God help me, I think I'm quoting Snoopy. I think it was Snoopy that had said it's hard to concentrate on a diet when your belly's sent out for a pizza. But all the rubbish is out of the refrigerator.
Fantastic.
And,
and you're going to continue. What sparked
it? We will see. I'll tell you what sparked it. Underwear.
Oh, that's one of your stories, isn't it?
Underwear that no longer fits.
Oh, right.
So listen, let me ask you. What's your moan and what's your positive?
Oh, no, I don't like that. I really don't know. Have you got
something positive then?
It's the weekend.
And it's the 120 show.
And I'm with you, Carla, because we missed you last week.
Did you? We've got a brilliant lineup of guests today.
Let's introduce them straight away. Of course, if you're unfamiliar with this show, every Thursday, we invite our panel of guests to join us here in the studio. We ask them to hunt around through various, any kind of media, in fact, from newspapers to blogs, radio possibly as well, for some of their stories of the week, what they have picked out for us, we're going to be discussing. So it's a real pleasure to introduce Melina Mitri, who is the PR and marketing guru for Source. Welcome, Melina. Great to have you on the programme.
It's great to be here.
Good to see you. Give us a snapshot of the stories that you've chosen for us.
First of all, today is a really big day in the calendar in the Gulf countries and the UAE. It's Hajj al-Layla or Girgaan. So that's big news because it's, we'll talk about it soon, but it's just a really, really fun celebration. Mm. So that's a big thing. The second thing is something that was announced recently in the press, and it was that Hedi Slimane was going to change the name of Yves Saint Laurent to Saint Laurent Paris, which is obviously huge news. The third story, well, then I was sort of stuck between two stories because there's so much going on.
Okay, well, we'll see whichever one you choose when we come to that story.
Okay.
But great to have you on the programme. And you brought little gifts for us as well. I love those. These are in Source, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're Girgaan pots.
What does Girgaan translate?
Well, actually, it stems from the word qara, which means like a knock on the door.
Oh, I
and,
see.
And when we talk about that, I'll explain.
Okay, we'll get more details.
Melina, can I ask you what's your moan for the day, and what's your kind of positive thing for the day?
I don't have one.
I know.
It's definitely positive that I'm here because I was just thinking when Siobhan said that, I was like, what would I say? Oh, yeah, that I'm here. That is a good thing.
Well, that's nice to hear. We'll come back around to that as well. I'll give you a little bit of time to think about it. But let's also welcome now Robert Hillier to join us as well, who is a no stranger to media, worked in TV and radio since 1995, which I've just learnt. Also, we used to read the news for the BBC World Service.
I did. Good afternoon to you.
Love the BBC World Service. So disappointed that it's gone, wherever it went to. I used to love it.
That's the BBC as a whole, I'm afraid, really.
Isn't it? I know they've cut a lot of it. No, but is it not here at all anymore, or has it just not got the frequency strong enough?
It's the frequency issue. Frequency's gone. At the moment, yeah.
Never mind. Anyway. You are also, well, quite interesting, actually, because you've had a massive change of career, I suppose, just recently, haven't you, where you've decided to become a comedian, a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, it's not a full-time position, as you'll learn during the course of the show, no doubt.
Yes, we will.
But, spotted a bit of a gap and kind of went for it with a few friends and colleagues. Yeah, it's going well.
Well, we'll hear a lot more about that, I do hope. Yes, and what are the stories that you chose for us, Robert?
Well, I thought we'd have a chat about the new TV rating system that's coming in, so we're supposed to be able to find out what we all watch and when, and if we can anymore, because of the changing way we actually consume our media and what we watch. And I think that no week would be complete without a discussion of our favourite particle, the Higgs boson.
Yes. I hope you're going to settle straight on this, because I find it very confusing.
Okay. I'll do what I can.
Right. Well, thank you very much for those. We look forward to getting into a lot more detail with those stories. And Carlo, what about you?
The horror stories. I hate telling what it is that I've picked.
Go on, why?
My news stuff is lightweight, not Mensa applicable. Here's the first one. This was a... we got an IT company in to fix our IT about 2 weeks ago. They left, and as soon as they left, we started getting the most obscene amount of spam.
Oh, right.
And it's all, you know, offers to buy medications, things that will enhance all areas of your life. And the subject line of this was appealing to me. It said, or it reads rather... how to stroke the male ego. And these are underpants that lift.
Well, this was in your spam.
It was in my spam.
Oh.
This is the male equivalent of the ladies' push-up
but
bra.
But you opened it, so you've actually... What have you done? You've opened up your email to
more. More of these spam things. And these are made by a company in China.
Right.
So not only is China's economy increasing, but men's silhouettes as well. And the other one that came to me, and again, it was one of these email spam things, how to elevate and how many balloons would it take to lift you off the ground?
And did you do the calculation?
I did the calculation, so that's what we'll look at later. So from a small particle, where Robert, a very large one with me, I like this, it just made me kind of giggle. So those are the two things that I found. They're both about kind of lifting of sorts, I would think.
Absolutely.
I've got a sidebar story that we might want to look at later on, and that's the woman who sat her exams 28 hours after giving
48
birth.
48 hours, isn't it? Yeah, 28 hours, wow.
And she graduated from Cambridge with a first class honours in English.
Gosh, that's
so there's
amazing.
This kind of ongoing divide about what happens to your brain after you have a baby.
Goes out the window.
Well, apparently with her it did not. It was well embedded in her head and did her very, very well. Your stories. What have I got?
Well, last week we spoke about UFOs, which was quite funny. Apparently there was one spotted over Abu Dhabi a couple of weeks ago. That was Lisa's story. We had a number of people who were texting in about that. This week, apparently there's no evidence of mermaids. So sorry, everybody who thought they were mermaids for real, says the US government. So that's one of my stories. Another one which... just I thought was interesting. I'm trying to think of a possible relevance for here, but it came out of the UK, and this was in fact on the Mail, which I couldn't stop reading this morning. Mail Online. Does anyone read that?
Yes.
Rubbish. It's so painfully,
but
dreadfully,
you know,
awful.
But you know, it's
can't
now
stop
the
reading
world's
it.
Most popular news website.
Oh, it sucks you in, doesn't it?
It's a terrible thing. Oh. You have one look and
you can't stop. You've
lost days.
It's kind of like e-news, actually. It is.
Can't stop.
It is like e-news. It's addictive. It's dreadful. But anyway, this was one story that was on there, which is about apparently immigrants who want to settle in Britain now will have to... there's a whole new test that they've created for them. It's called a Life in the UK test, and it's going to be quite difficult. And I'm just wondering... this is, as I said, for immigrants who want to settle in Britain, but I'm wondering about all those Brits out there who actually could answer any of these questions. You've got to know the first verse of the National Anthem. You've got to know about the Human Rights Act. You've got to know about artists and poets and authors, all various different things that I'm not sure I would know about. Carlo, would you know about it? What about you, Robert?
I've seen the test.
Have you?
And it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, I'd like to see most British-born adults have a go at that and see how they got on.
Well, maybe you don't need to score 100% to get accepted. I mean, it depends. They just want to measure how much
you do know. I really don't know, actually, but I thought that was quite an interesting story. And a couple more, but one other one which was really quite shocking, which brings us back to close to home in the National. Apparently, the UAE is in the world's top five heaviest nations. Apparently, the average UAE adult consumes more than 3,000 calories a day, 20% more than the world average. Slightly worrying statistics there. Anyway, very diverse stories, as always, on this programme. If you'd like to join us at any point, we're going to take our first break of the hour. We'll come back. We'll get to grips with these stories.